Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not much of a baker, but I do really love something sweet now and then. I'm sure you feel the same. I mean, you enjoy me after all. Today, we're going to learn to make one of my favorite treats together, a pavlova. Now, you may not know what that is, so I won't assume you do. That would be a little rude, don't you think? So just let me explain. Pavlova is a tasty, delicious, sugar-sweet dessert made of meringue and cream and fruit. It's soft and light and creamy and oh so delicate. You like soft and delicate, don't you? I know you do. So let's learn all about making one of these together. First, we need the ingredients list. I want you to focus on remembering all of these. I'm not the kind of person who writes these things down, so you can really help me by remembering each ingredient for me, okay? Thank you, sweetie. I knew you'd be a great help in the kitchen. So let's start with the meringue and then we'll do the topping. You just need to remember each ingredient for me, every single one. Even though they say the mind can only remember about seven items, they also say that's plus or minus two. And I bet you know the plus two because you're smart enough to listen to me talking about pavlova. Or are you stupid enough to do that? Anyway, let's get those ingredients together. There shouldn't be so many you can't remember them all. First, you need egg whites. No yolk, okay? Just egg white. Only the white of the egg. So you need to separate them, but we'll get to that later. You need egg whites. Remember that. And of course, this is a sweet treat, like you, cutie. So you'll need plenty of sugar, specifically caster sugar. So you've got egg whites and caster sugar so far. Keep those in mind, okay? You have to remember all these ingredients, or I might forget how to make something sweet. Next, you need a teensy bit of white wine vinegar. I know it's strange, but it works with those egg whites, I promise. That's three ingredients. You remember them, don't you? Egg whites, caster sugar, and white wine vinegar. Don't let them out of your mind. And we add a touch of corn flour too to thicken things up. To make things thicker and able to solidify like the ideas I speak to you about. That's four ingredients now. Four important ingredients in this delicious recipe. I hope you can remember all of them. Because it's so important that you do. Now, where were we? Oh, that's right, ingredient number five, vanilla extract. That's going to add a lovely hint of sweet flavor to the mix. Now you need to remember all those ingredients for the meringue, okay? Egg whites, caster sugar, white wine vinegar, corn flour, and vanilla extract. It's so important to remember them so we get the recipe just right. So keep them in your mind. Hold them there. All five ingredients. Now we'll add the topping. Of course, double cream is a big part of it. Thick, whipped double cream. So delicious. Then you need some icing sugar to really thicken things up. To whip it into a fine, frothy foam of cream. That's seven ingredients. It may be hard to remember more, you know. The mind isn't really capable of keeping more in there. But there are only two more things for the topping, and I think you can manage. Strawberries and kiwis. So let's try to remember all of those ingredients, all nine. Can you do it? Can you think of them all in your mind now? Or is it a struggle? And what if I add another? What if there was one more topping I wanted to add? That's so much to think about. Well, wouldn't it be easier to simply relax for me instead? Instead of thinking of all these ingredients, wouldn't it be better to relax for me? Because I want to add more to the topping, and that's just too much, isn't it? Can you remember all those ingredients? Or is it just too hard? And if I add one more, will you simply forget the others? Or would you prefer to just relax for me instead of letting me add more? Instead of letting me add those peaches? you can simply drop. Jump for me. That's right. It's so much easier to fall down into a state of sleepy, relaxed trance. And let me take over the thinking. No need to think for you. Nothing to remember. All you need to do now is relax and listen. Let me handle the ingredients for you. Let me think of them while you think of relaxing. In fact, you can let me take over and mix everything. I'm going to whisk it all up and you can imagine it now. The egg whites falling into the bowl and the whisk going in and spinning, spinning, and spiraling around as my words do the same in your mind. Spinning your thoughts up, mixing them up until you can't think at all. And they fall even deeper under my spell. Under the power of my words, baking your mind into a sweet, sticky mess for me. And as you imagine those egg whites forming stiff peaks and me adding the sugar, adding that sweetness to the mix and making it so sugary and tasty, making it really taste so good, you can imagine me whisking your thoughts away, whisking them off and away into nothingness. Adding the cornflour now and the vinegar and the vanilla and whisking it all up and making it stiff and foamy and tasty and sweet. And putting it into the oven to bake in a big meringue circle. And as the meringue bakes, I'll count down the timer. And when it reaches zero, you'll hear a ping and feel your conscious mind completely go blank. Your thoughts totally whisked away. 10. Feeling your mind spinning, swirling, and whirling round and round. 9. So sweet and sticky and making it harder to think. 8. So relaxed and focused on my words now. 7. Letting me guide this recipe for trance. 6. My words baking you into a deep sleep. 5. So relaxed and peaceful for me. 4. The ingredients mixed perfectly within your mind. 3. Thoughts swirling away and letting go. 2. Mind empty of worry and stress. 1. Falling down now as deep as you can go. 0. Deep down now, deep into the mix, deep under the spell of my words, a sweet, safe, secure place of rest and relaxation and sweet treats. Like I said when we started, I know you like sweet treats. I know your subconscious mind drives your desire to have a little treat now and then. Sometimes it's a sweet snack, and sometimes that sweet snack is me. Well, today you're going to think of the meringue, the pavlova. You're going to think now of me with a cream, filling it up and adding all those fruits. Strawberries, peaches, kiwis. Also tasty with that sugar sweet meringue. It's so light and fluffy and delicate. I bet you'd love a taste. I bet your mouth is watering just thinking about it. In fact, every time I say the phrase, sweet treat, you want it even more. You want it so much that you can feel your mouth start to water, thinking of having a taste of that perfect pavlova. Your mouth watering for the phrase, sweet treat, because when I say that phrase, you can taste it. You can taste the sweetness on your tongue and it makes your mouth water. When I say sweet treat, your mouth waters as you taste that pavlova and desperately want to have it in your mouth. To take a big, crunchy, creamy bite and feel the fruit juice explode inside your cheeks and the cream fill your mouth and the crunchy, sugary meringue melt in your tongue. Your mouth watering at the idea of it, and when I say sweet treat, that's just what you feel. What you imagine. It makes your mouth water with a hunger and need for a taste of that sweetness. You love a taste so much that your mouth waters when I say sweet treat, because that phrase instantly brings you to the taste. The feeling of pavlova right in your mouth, and your mouth waters hoping for the real thing. All it takes is me saying sweet treat, and you're completely desperate to taste it. So much so that you need to ask me for a slice of pavlova. You need to ask me politely to give you a slice. To tell me your mouth is watering for my sweet treats. Just hearing that phrase makes you feel so hungry. Your sweet tooth speaks to you. Tells you to ask for a slice. And your mouth waters for it. For my pavlova. and all I have to do is say sweet treat, and you'll want some pavlova so badly your mouth will water, and you'll find yourself asking me for a slice. A big, sticky, sugary, sweet slice of my sweet treat. And you'll know that deep in your mind now as I prepare to wake you up. We're finished baking now, so I'll count up from 1 to 5 and wake you from this trance, and the pavlova will be ready and you'll be wide awake. 1. Feeling your mind solidify now as the mixing stops. 2. Letting the thoughts bake into your subconscious. 3. Knowing that all it takes is the phrase sweet treat and your mouth will water. 4. Knowing you'll have to ask politely for that pavlova. 5. Wide awake now. Wide awake, alert and refreshed. My baking partner, you've done so well. We've made a lovely pavlova together and it looks delicious. Looks so good to me. I know it must look good to you. It's so nice that you spent this time with me baking this lovely treat, don't you think? You zoned out a bit, but we got it done. Even if it was hard to remember the ingredients. Now, this pavlova is for my guests later, so I'm going to put it in the fridge. I know, it looks good. But you know you haven't even had dinner yet. I don't think you should ruin your appetite. After all, a sweet treat like this is for dessert. You look a little hungry though. Do you want a taste of my sweet treat? You know what to do, sweetie.